We're on the property of Stewarton here, which sits on the Macquarie River, in between the Western Tiers to our west, naturally, and Ben Lomond. It has long been recognised that this forms part of a corridor that links those two mountain conservation zones. Hi, I'm James Walsh, and we've worked at it. If you came here 25 years ago, there would have been 18 porciflora or cabbage gums that were in a pretty sorry state, and there was little else here. So when we first came to this property, we concentrated on what we had and building on that. And so we decided to fence off those remnants and then plant back a whole series of native species. So 25 years on, yes, we're sitting in a little mini bushland that sits within our productive agricultural zone.
And you had to bring species back in here. The seed bank had all gone?
Yeah, seed bank had all gone. There was basically only cabbage gums here. So there was 25 species from all over the state were planted. Seedlings planted, as well as a direct drilling program. And as most farmers know, especially direct drilling with trees, you've got to have your conditions right. And fortunately, we fluked it and had a very good establishment, and it's just built on that ever since. It's been interesting to watch it evolve. You know, the wattles were the first to get away, probably dominated things, and now the eucalypts have grown through. Wattles have started dying off, and, you know, other low bushy species are starting to take over. So it's a really dynamic little ecosystem within our productive farming system.
We've only talked about the vegetation, but the wildlife, I presume, have moved back in.
Yeah, no, it is. Mostly good wildlife. You know, if there's too many of them, we call them vermin. But on a serious note, look, it is. You can walk in here and just the bird life that you hear, you know that there's plenty going on. But other than those ones that you can visually see, it's very hard to get a handle on what actually is here, other than, you know, I might stroll in here and I might see, you know, a native species of bird, or I might see a little wallaby, or if I'm fortunate, I might see a Tasmanian devil. But, you know, they're the iconic ones that everyone talks about. But what this project's about is identifying and understanding what is actually here, and what an area like this is really contributing to the landscape.
So how much have the scientists told you about the research?
Well, we're fortunate that we've got a couple of PhD students here, and one's concentrating on bats. And
they're, you know, fascinating little critters, aren't they?
Yeah, little critters being the thing with them. But most people think of bats and think, oh, God, I want nothing to do with them. I think they're fruit bats on the mainland. But there's eight species of bats that are here in Tasmania. And, look, I wouldn't have known whether they're here or not. So it's pretty exciting to have the monitors set up that detect their calls that go on at night, and to understand that they've already found three species here that are operating in this system and on our grassland system. So that, to me, is what it's all about, understanding what's here, hopefully getting a bit of a benchmark so over time we can understand what populations are building and evolving and whether we're actually contributing to the biodiversity of the landscape.